Once something leaves, it's never coming back.
From UI7 News and UI7 Audio, I'm Peyton Westner. You're listening to The Town in the Shadows, the story of how an Air Force base's closure changed a town forever.
Talk hypotheticals here, and Chanute never closes, and Rantoul gets that Boeing contract. I think that Rantoul might be one of the hubs of the Midwest in terms of commerce.
When someone says Illinois, what do you think of? Does your mind go to Chicago and the 2.7 million residents that inhabit one of the United States' most populated cities? Or perhaps, does the University of Illinois and the college town of Champaign come to mind? Out of the many things the land of Lincoln is known for, Rantoul is not one of them. However, if Chanute Air Force Base, the battery which charged the village between 1917 and 1993, was still open and thriving, maybe, just maybe, Rantoul would be recognized, just as journalist Brennan Quealy hypothesized, a Midwestern hub of commerce.
It's a pretty good place to have a hub in the Midwest. It's centrally located, in the country. So if you talk about those hypotheticals, you probably have a situation where Rantoul is what Champaign-Urbana is now, if not more so. And you would have seen Rantoul probably continue to build up and build out, which is something they have not been able to do, obviously, with the closure of Chanute.
You see, Chanute's closure may have shocked those who worked on the base or lived near it, but by the time its last day of operation arrived, on September 30th, 1993, the mere reality that action would cease should have came as no surprise. Why? The U.S. federal government had been recommending Chanute's closure since 1989, citing the low quality and limited availability of facilities at the base. By closing Chanute, an estimated $55.1 million would be saved. Former Chanute Assistant Civil Engineering Officer John O'Donnell simply describes the utilized rationale of the government.
You have to look at it from two standpoints. The community, yes, is impacted severely, but the military only has so much to spend in their budget. And if they can consolidate this training someplace and save $10 million in a year, then okay, let's move it down here and we'll close this base and keep this one open.
In November 1989, the United States Journal Accounting Office's report to congressional requesters said Chanute to be the most logical base closure candidate due to its single mission base and lack of difficulty in moving its programs. Though Chanute was not the only facility to be closed, realigned, or redirected. In fact, 402 American installations met their end between 1991 and 1995.
The military was shrinking at that time. They were closing bases, consolidating training activities.
For the majority of Chanute's students, they packed their bags for Wichita Falls, Texas, home of Shepherd Air Force Base. Soon after, these individuals were redirected to Naval Support Activity Mid-South in Millington, Tennessee, a testament to the constant travel of a military service person.
You're a transient person as the nature of the military service. You move about every 3 or 4 years. So, yeah, you feel some inclination is that you're sorry that this is no longer to be in existence. But it's not this foreboding situation where the world's going to come to an end. They're closing Chanute.
Okay. So from an armed forces standpoint, the closure of an Air Force base is a part of life. Yet, what about the business owners who capitalized on the proximity of the base? with the school district, which received federal funding because of Chanute. It is in this regard that Rantoul was changed forever. When Queeley first arrived in Rantoul, he, as any new hire, journeyed around the village to gain a sense of familiarity with his surroundings. While he drove, Queeley came upon Chanute and its downtrodden, shuttered buildings. At that time, he had no idea of the former Air Force base.
I was kind of wondering, like, what the hell happened here?
What happened was a hole was smack dab in the middle of Rantoul which could not be easily filled. This void affected anything and everything close, from housing to commerce to education.
The community has suffered. One of the biggest areas was with housing. There was a lot of cheap housing that was available, and it brought in all kinds of people, many of them undesirables because of their criminal background.
Dave Hinton is no stranger to Central Illinois. The journalist attended Parkland College in Champaign and spent nearly 28 years writing for the Paxton Record. Since 2006, Hinton has had a presence in Rantoul as the editor of the Rantoul Press.
The downtown, as I understand it, was a bustling place. Now it's struggling really to survive. There's not a whole lot of business downtown. Most of the business that's developed anymore seems to be in West Rantoul. And the school district has suffered because there's a lot of single-family homes or underemployed homes where people have to work two and three jobs, and the kids don't see them, and they suffer. And as a result, their school suffers.
The aforementioned areas, housing, education, and commerce, were the pillars holding up the village. Hence, when Chanute closed, one domino fell and spurred the falling of others.
You had quite a nice little community. Once the base closed, then you lost the military presence in numbers, and you also lost a lot of the civilians that were employed to support the military presence.
In other words, Chanute was the glue that kept Rantoul together. Without it, community fractured into three groups, according to Queeley.
I think it's basically made up of at least three different communities that haven't really come together, and that affects the commerce of it. If you look at the population of Rantoul, it is vastly different than what it was in 1993 and certainly the years before that when Chanute was open. What happened is with all of the military men and women leaving Rantoul, they began to offer low-income housing. And during that same time, there was gentrification in Caprini Green in Chicago. And so you saw a kind of an exodus from Chicago into Rantoul that was now offering low-income housing.
Add this development to the remnants of military service members, as well as a large migrant workers population, and as Queeley says, a trio of groups derived.
So you have these three communities of lower income African American, then you have usually non-English speaking migrant workers, and then you have your, the military service men and women who stayed there.
While some former military personnel remains, nearly all signs of Chanute's existence, other than the negative impacts which still haunt the village, are absent today. After 21 years of reveling in the past, Chanute Air Museum closed on December 30th, 2015. Similar to Rantoul's streets, the historic landmark could not garner enough traffic, leading to an inability to cover its costs of operation. Poof. Just like that, only dilapidated buildings, most of which have been demolished, and the Rantoul Airport signify the existence of the era. Still, as very little stands tall, one question does. What is the legacy of Chanute?
Well, unfortunately, the legacy is Chanute is what brought Rantoul down. The closure of Chanute basically is what, I wouldn't say killed that town, but it's what hurt it, and that's the legacy.
Whether the community will ever recover and return to prominence must wait and be seen. Thank you for listening to The Town in the Shadows. I'm Peyton Wessner. This episode was produced and reported by Hina Raja, Nora Rogers, Gary Walker, and I. Mixing and sound design was by myself and Hina Raja. A special thanks to Lynn Hawley for editorial.